when we were young, our family moved to Germany for a couple of years. My parents like said they were going to teach high school over there for the military. And so we went over there. Now, I had studied a couple of years of German in middle school. And Jeff had studied a year or two more than me. And so we're thinking, okay, we're fine. And I remember like one of the first days we were there was a little tiny market across the street, a Spar market. And so I thought, oh, let's go over there because I can speak German. I remember walking in and being immersed in this little grocery store. And it was a totally different experience than from sitting in my little middle school trying to say, Wohin geht Peter, an den See, or whatever it was that we said. And it was just so different, even over the course of the next couple of years, to be immersed in the language and to be able to learn it. That's sort of what we're talking about today. Hi, everybody. I'm Darren.
And I'm Jeff. Here on the Voice Box podcast, we're exploring how different businesses use voice technology to get where they're going. Joining us today is David Bradford, who is creating a virtual immersive worlds to help people learn languages. Hi, David.
Hi, Jeff. It's great to be with you. Thanks for the invitation.
So give me the scoop. For people who might not be familiar with Fluent World, this is a brand new way, relatively brand new, for people to learn languages in an immersive environment and almost as a video game. How does this work?
Well, it's a lot of fun. I think when we talk about learning, it has to be fun and it has to be engaging. You see that people have Zoom fatigue right now as a result of all of the kids taking online classes. And what they're really doing is they're playing video games in the background. Well, my wife, Dr. Linda Bradford, to her credit, 10 years ago, envisioned a world in which to learn a language, now you don't have to actually fly to the United States or fly to Germany and immerse yourself there. Now you can do it on a smartphone app and walk through virtual Las Vegas, virtual Central Park, an airport, restaurant, a hotel, while you're interacting with a series of game characters in the 3D world.
This is primarily right now for other countries to learn English. And so like, even when they do that, they're like going to be dropped down in the middle of Las Vegas, right? And are they interacting virtually through people on the streets in Las Vegas?
No, that would be augmented reality. This is more like we have what's called an NPC or non-player character in the video game. So when you're playing Fortnite, you as someone playing in Fortnite, you're interacting with a series of NPCs or non-player characters. They're not sitting out there in the real world. They're actual characters that have been created in the game. And so we have 18 different characters that we have created in Fluent Worlds. And so you go to an airport and you interact with the ticketing agent, or you interact with the person at the cab stand or at the ATM. And each one of these are different characters and they'll say different things to you and you need to respond. And if you get the answer right, you get to kind of move on in the game. If you miss it, we tell you in your native language why you missed that question. And so think about it. We have 22 different source languages and that from which we teach English. So if you're native Japanese, Portuguese, Mandarin, German, etc., we have an app to teach you how to learn to speak English.
It's fascinating what you're able to do. And how accurate is that? Do you have to have someone come in and like how many words, how many conversations, how many phrases do you have to have stored in the system to be able to do that?
Very great question. We have over 3,000 words and phrases that people learn to speak English. And when people can learn to speak these 3,000 words fluently, then they are practically fluent in the language. So yes, we give them a core set of 3,000 words and sentences by which they need to learn.
And coming soon, this is a sneak preview.
Yes.
Up until this point, it's just other people learning English. Now, what's coming? What's coming down the road here?
Okay. So I'm at a recording studio right now where we're recording Spanish-speaking voices. So Darren, in 2 months, you're going to be able to go into your Apple iTunes store, or your Google Play store, and you're going to be able to download Fluent Worlds to learn Spanish. and we're going to put you in the pyramids of Chichen Itza in Mexico or Cabo San Lucas. And there you're going to be walking around these virtual environments, interacting with this spirit, a series of non-native or native Spanish speakers that you're going to be asked certain questions, you need to reply, et cetera. And as you do that, you'll learn to speak fluent Spanish in these immersive environments.
So, you know, I'm completely looking forward to that. My wife and my son both speak fluent Spanish and I don't. And so they have all these secrets from me. They're talking Spanish all the time and I don't know what they're talking about. So I'm going to secretly get on and use Fluent Worlds to learn Spanish. I won't even tell them that I'm doing it. And then I'll be able to eavesdrop on them when they're talking about me. I'll know what's going on for the first time in my family.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Yes. We're excited about that and excited that we can put you in context, because everything's about contextual learning. So when you see the objects around you and the movement of characters and so forth, it becomes much more memorable to you.
How accurate is the technology? My son was trying to learn a foreign language with another app. We won't mention anything because I don't want to embarrass Duolingo or Babbel. Yeah. Like that. But sometimes it's not, you know, they ask you a question and you could say, you could give a recipe for banana bread and they'd say, that was absolutely correct. You know, good job. So how good is the technology getting to really be able to do this?
You're a funny man, but you're absolutely right. Well, okay. So think about it in two different ways. So there's a series of constrained phrases that you have, and those I mentioned, 3,000 words and sentences, and those are 100% accurate. You either get them right or you get them wrong. And by the way, in our English version, we also give you feedback at the sound or the phoneme level. That's what's magical about us compared to, say, Duolingo or Babbel. You know, there you look at a donkey, you'll say dinky, you know, you'll get it wrong, or you might get it right, I don't know. But in our version, if you said dinky, it would highlight that second vowel or that first vowel, that I or the O in the case of donkey, and you would identify the differences between saying donkey and dinky. And so, it's very subtle, it's remarkably accurate, and so forth. I would say more than 90% accurate, probably closer to 95% or 99%, but, you know, to be safe, I'll say 90%.
Okay. You know, I'm never going to be able to see a donkey without thinking of the word dinky from here on out. You have ruined that for me for life. Okay.
The problem is I've never used that metaphor before. I've always talked about, you know, when you meet somebody and if someone said moat, you know, we would highlight the E that they're supposed to be saying in the word meet, and they would have the M sound right and the T sound right, but they missed that middle vowel, and that will be identified in red for them.
I often think of a donkey when I see my brother. So
see, that's what I was going to say. What is this saying that you look at us and you look at me and you say donkey? You abandon the one you've already done meet, and then you like, yeah. Okay, never mind.
That's so wrong, Jeff. So funny. I'm thinking now of what's that Shrek.
Shrek.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Yes.
So Jeff is the stinky ogre and I'm the dinky, right?
Oh my gosh.
You're not far off.
David, if you could have like a genie in a box, okay? If you could like rub, I would say a genie in a lantern, but since this is the voice box, we have to do the box analogy here. So if you could have a genie in a box and you could wish for some kind of technology to be coming, if you could somehow have your wish come true, is there anything that you would wish for in the speech voice language technology genre that you're like, oh, I just wish that we could do this better, or I wish that this would be improved? Does anything come into your mind that you hope is coming in the future?
What we're building into Fluent Worlds is an ability to have real-time translation of chat. So for example, you have three or four characters in the virtual world and they're interacting, but someone's from Germany and the other person is from Uzbekistan and they're trying to communicate to someone from Japan. Now, we are aware and we're implementing some written chat technology whereby the person from Japan will be typing in a phrase in Japanese, but the person in Germany or Uzbekistan will be able to see it in their own native language written. Now, wouldn't it be cool if in addition to that, the chat function, and you could see it, wouldn't it be cool if instead the person could actually hear what was being chatted and hear it in their native language? And so that was one thing that I thought of, and so forth. And I think the second thing that I would say is speech recognition.
By the way, David, I got to interrupt, because you know what they're going to be chatting about in the box. The people from Japan and Uzbekistan, they're saying, we want to meet a donkey. That's all they want to talk about. Coming across, we got to moat a dinky, like a moat a dinky. Okay, sorry, keep going.
No, so what Jeff and Cobalt Systems have done for us is in the English area, they've been able to help us in essentially every word in the English language. So we have a second app called Perfect Accent, and that has 210,000 words from the English dictionary. And so someone in our Perfect Accent app can type in, oh, I want to say, I want to go to the market. And then they can verbally say, I want to go to the market. But utilizing Cobalt technology, they're able to see where they made their mistake, and it will keep repeating and repeating. Now, think of that. In addition, you build artificial intelligence into that. And so this person keeps saying these phrases, and maybe they say 100 different phrases, but they're having difficulty saying this particular phoneme or this particular vowel or this particular S or R sound. And so now they're being served up words, phrases, and sentences that have those particular sounds that they need to practice. That technology is now ready and working in Perfect Accent. So it's pretty crazy cool.
You need to build some more technology. What is it? You only have like a software here and an app here and a program here and a virtual game there. You got your fingers in all sorts of pies there.
Well, let me add this. Just so we do language training in the asynchronous or do-it-yourself app. But now, just since January 1, we're introducing Fluent Worlds Academy. And so now, like, we're in a Zoom call right now. Well, we could just as well be in a, what Fluent Worlds has termed a 3D meet, where you're meeting with your colleagues in a 3D virtual world on your smartphone or your desktop, and you're interacting with them. You can see them live on a webcam, but you're also a character in a video game where you can transport yourself to Japan or Cabo San Lucas or any of these amazing environments. And there's a live instructor on the other end, say in this case, a native English instructor. And that native English instructor is helping, say, a cohort group of 10 students in Japan learn to speak English. And it's likely that that person who's teaching English has served a foreign mission or something in Japan, and so knows how to speak fluent Japanese, but they're also a native English speaker. And so we have live classes now in Fluent Worlds Academy, and it's super cool.
That's amazing. The sort of the hybrid technology and human working together to teach people a new language. That's wonderful.
Especially, yeah. I want to go to Cabo San Lucas. I mean, I'll virtually be in Cabo. That's the only way I'm getting there during this time, you know?
Garrett, we are going to send you a link here in about 5 minutes when we're done, and I'll send it to you and to Jeff, and you'll be able to transport yourself into Cabo San Lucas.
I'm putting the sunscreen out right now. We're ready. I'm ready to lay on the beach the rest of the day after this, okay?
And there's a beach there, believe me. And we also can take you to the pyramids of Chichen Itza, and you'll go through those and into a secret box and so forth. So I got to give my wife credit, Dr. Linda Bradford. She's the visionary behind this, PhD in instructional technology, who's built out all of this along with the help of Jeff and his team. But also we have a group of 5 software engineers that are constantly working innovative on the best and most efficacious ways to learn a language.
Okay, I just got to get the schedule run. Right now, Fluent World is available for other people learning English. Coming very soon, it'll be available for us English speakers to learn other languages, right?
And to learn Spanish first.
Okay, Spanish, because that's what we got to learn if we're going to the beach in Cabo.
Yes.
The Chichen Itza. I got to get Spanish first, and then I'll go to other languages and countries after that. And then the Academy, is that available now as well?
Yes, the Academy is available now at academy.fluentworlds.com, academy.fluentworlds.com. And we can teach any language in there. Right now we're teaching Italian, German, certainly English, and Spanish. Those four languages are being actively taught every week in classes in the live Academy.
That's going to be better than when I had to go across the street to the Spar Market, because all I could order was little gummies in the shape of a Coke bottle, because gummies was the same in English and German, and that's all I learned. So it'll be better. I'll be looking forward to the Academy. I'm going to be immersed and doing amazing stuff. David, thanks so much for stopping in and visiting with us today.
Thank you, Darren. And Jeff, always great to see you. And congratulations on all the innovative stuff you're doing. And I've done probably 30 podcasts in the last year or two. And this is the funnest.
Well, It's the donkey podcast. You'll always remember that.
Show. Forget the voice box. Just call it the J&D show and, you know, take it on the road.
All right, David, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Take care, boys.
See ya. So, Jeff, I got to pick your brain a little bit more now. You have already done a ton of work with David in helping them get to where they are now with the Fluent Worlds. What do you want to see them do next? You know what the capability is and the functionality that could be out there. What should they be doing next?
So I think education in general is rife with opportunities for applications for voice, but language learning in particular, because it's, well, it's about voice, it's about language. And one of the things that I would love to see where we might explore next or soonish, right now, most of these language learning applications out there, whatever they are, they have fairly controlled conversations. That is, you know, they teach you how to greet someone. They teach you're in the airport and you're going to ask for a particular, you know, a ticket to a particular location or whatever. But I would love to see something that was a little more open-ended, that in a virtual world allows you to go up to a synthetic character, or what do you call them? An NPC, a non-player character, meaning just, a character in the game, and carry on a conversation and, you know, have me say to that person, oh, you look nice today, or what did you have for breakfast this morning, or whatever, and carry on a conversation that's not scripted, that's a little more open ended. That's a little more ambitious. Well, it's a lot more ambitious. But I think immersion. If you really want to immerse yourself, like when you went to the Spar Market and went shopping for gummy bears, there wasn't just one thing. I mean, maybe all you wanted was those gummy Coke bottles, but
they had these cans of like meatballs that looked really intriguing, but I wasn't brave enough to try them. So the gummy Coke bottles were all that I went for.
Yeah. So the Spar, I remember that store. It was like a German 7-Eleven, right? So,
exactly.
Yeah. So, you'd go in there and you could, you know, imagine being able to talk to the person behind the counter about, you know, whatever, do these taste good, or when are you going to get in more of those, or whatever. So I'd like to see more open-ended conversation capabilities for these different language learning applications in the future.
How feasible is that? That seems like it's impossible, but I guess nothing's impossible. That just seems like that's so ambitious.
It's pretty ambitious. I mean, I always wanted to.
Software. It's like, what do these bottles taste, or what does this gummy taste like? You know, the expected question. But if someone's going to come in and say, "Is there high fructose corn syrup in these?" Then, I mean, where do you have the capability to get that?
Yeah, I know. So it's ambitious. It's definitely ambitious. But with a little bit of care, I think you can get to a point where you can carry on a conversation. I mean, there are chatbots out there now that you can type to that that are, you know, pretty realistic. And they may not always, you know, every once in a while you'll ask them a question that you can reveal that they're not a real person, that they don't really have a full understanding of the whole world. But they can be pretty convincing and pretty flexible. And I think using that for language learning would be a great tool for, you know, like you, I mean, we keep talking about the immersiveness of it. And that's really what you want, is immersive, but also a little freer, not constrained in your conversation.
Love it. There's the future. That's where it's going. So fluent worlds in the future could be having way more than they've got right now, which is absolutely amazing. It was a pleasure having David on today.
That was.
What they're doing and where they're going, and finding out how to say dinky and moat the correct way. Thank you for joining us on The Voice Box today. I'm Darren.
And I'm Jeff. We'll see you next time.